Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County.
One of the largest running events in Garland County is coming up the second weekend in November, and interested runners have a chance to make sure they're ready with a free training program that starts Tuesday, September 20th. The Spa Running Festival, which is in its 41st year, is set for November 12th in downtown Hot Springs, but runners who are tackling the event for the first time, or even veteran runners of the race, can take part in a free twice-weekly training for the event. Starting September 20th, the Spa Pacers will be hosting an 8-week training clinic for runners of all levels to prepare them for this year's event. With us to talk about this year's training clinic are the organizers for the event, David Hochstedler and Jason Armitage.
Let's start out talking about the training clinic and what y'all are looking to do with this clinic.
All right. Our Spa Running Festival training clinic is going to start September 20th, and it's primarily designed to take new runners and bring them into the sport of running. We also include walkers in that because that's a great exercise and also a way to get into the sport. So we begin at the very beginning. We run for 8 weeks, and our goal is to prepare people for the Spa Running Festival. That's held right here downtown Hot Springs. It starts on Convention Boulevard, travels different routes for different races, from the 5K, which is going to go right down through the heart of the city, with our 10K goes basically the same route, but then gets the privilege of going over West Mountain. And then we have the Summit to Summit Spa Marathon, or excuse me, Half Marathon, that gets to go over both of our mountains, which is kind of the Hot Springs North Mountain combined mountain with the trip then over West Mountain. So that's kind of the initial reason we have a clinic.
Okay. How long have y'all been doing the clinic?
The clinic for the running festival has been going on about as long as I can remember. I was involved with it back, it was before Jason kind of took over the lead for sure. It was back probably more than 10 years, I think, we've been doing the clinic, and it's grown pretty much every year. People, we get a lot of the same folks back. We have a lot of the same coaches year to year, and then we get some participants that come back as well, and a lot of them bring their friends and get to meet new people and make new friends at the clinic. So it's been going on for quite a while, decades, I think, and has really grown into a wonderful event for getting people together and getting them fit and ready for the run, which has also grown a lot. You know, the running festival itself has gone from the Spa 10K to the 5 and 10K up to where we now have the three big races as well as the Spa Squirt kids race as well.
Yeah. So how many different divisions do y'all have for the clinic?
What we do with the clinic is we break it into divisions, with the beginning divisions being the walking category. And we found that generally one walking category is enough for everybody. We do have people at different levels, so we ask for a lot of volunteers that are experienced in that area to be our running or walking coaches. So we always put somebody in the front, somebody in the back to make sure that the people that are out there don't ever feel abandoned or alone. They're not pressured to run or walk at any real heavy pace to begin with, so we try to adapt each category to the person. Then we move up to the 5K, which is our first race we offer at the Spa Running Festival. We offer a beginner 5K, and that would be geared towards a person that has never completed or competed in a race. Either one, sometimes people join that group to get faster. Sometimes they join that group just to do their very first 5K. If the coaches feel that those participants need maybe a little bit of an upgrade, we then ask that they go into the 5K intermediate group. We do the same thing with the 10K beginner group, with an intermediate group as an option, and then we have one half marathon group. Different participants are at different levels in the half marathon, so we again have a lot of coaches out there. Somebody's always in the front, somebody's always in the very back, and the runners are always in between to make them feel like they are comfortable the entire time competing in these events.
A lot of these people that are coaching are members of the Pacers. Are they all members of the Pacers, or do you have some people that are kind of outside that come in to help with that? Or
I am pretty sure that all our coaches, you know, I don't go through and check the membership roster every year, but I'm pretty sure that all our coaches are Spa Pacer members. If not, we need to find out why they dropped out.
Right.
Yeah, and something about the Pacers, a lot of people are intimidated by joining a group because they feel that they're not at that level. Spa Pacer membership really is kind of being welcome to the family of running. So no matter what level you're at, if you're a beginner, advanced, I've never been to a Pacer run where somebody wasn't welcomed, no matter what level. Membership costs are very minimal. It helps us really make it an official event. I believe it's around $15 maybe for your typical adult member. Then we have a family membership, we have a student membership, so I think even the family membership is $20 annually. That does us allows the Pacers to put on some small events. The race is our big Pacer organized event for the year, the Spa Running Festival, and then we do scholarships also. So that's kind of the reasoning behind there is a little bit of a monetary investment in being a Pacer, but really it's minimal just to get people to be part of a group.
Roughly how many people do y'all have come out for the clinic?
You remember, Jason, I think we get around 150, 160 a lot of times for our signups, at least the last couple of years.
It's largest clinic was around 320.
Wow.
We hit that number, and that doesn't mean everybody shows up every night. If they can't make it, that's fine. The clinic's 100% free. The reason it's free is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arkansas has been a great sponsor of ours. Because of their sponsorship, that allowed us to give finisher medals, and we've directed that towards the 5K. So every one of our events on race day, if the participants make the mileage they're supposed to, the 3.1 miles for the 5K, the 6.2 for the 10K, or of course the big one, the 13.1 over both mountains, they're going to receive a finisher medal no matter where they place. Then on top of that, we also have the actual race categories where the top 3 to 5, depending on the year, will get medals for their placement in the race.
So what exactly do the classes or the clinic sessions, how do they work? I mean, obviously it's not just going out there and running or walking with the walking groups. I mean, what kinds of things go on during these?
Well, we usually start off with a little talk. Jason has a lot of things that he knows a lot about, or he thinks he knows a lot about, and we'll be happy to expound on those before the clinics, and that's really helpful to kind of get some ideas. That a lot of times will just bring up questions that people have too, that then the coaches can help answer. And then we will break into smaller groups for each actual group for the clinics, and each one of those groups will then we usually start off with interval training, where there will be some walking interspersed with intervals of running. And over the course of the 8 weeks of the clinic, we increase the running, decrease the walking to get people trained up to actually be ready for the race. And then afterwards, there's usually some water, a little bit of socializing, catching up. Everybody feels pretty good after a run, mostly, I guess, because they're not running anymore. And they will chat and carry on, get ready for the next time we meet.
Clinic meets at 5:45 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, correct?
Correct. It's going to start 5:45. That's going to be the lesson. Lessons are all different topics that runners have questions about. We pretty well know what people are going to want to know before they get there. What shoes do I wear? You know, what running attire? What do I do for safety? What do I do to get the best nutrition I need possible? At 6 o'clock, our goal is to promptly do what the Pacers do. We call wheels up, which means we're going to start the event. That way people know what time it starts. If you miss the talk at the beginning, it's not as crucial as maybe being there for the wheels up promptly at 6 o'clock. Most of our events are going to last around an hour. Maybe the half marathon group, as we get farther into training, may go a little bit later than that. But I would say plan on about an hour in the evenings on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the 8 week session.
Okay. Well, this is built to go hand in hand with the running festival. Just because you're part of this, you don't have to run in the festival. And if you're running in the festival, you don't have to do the clinic, correct?
That is correct. We love running, and that's why all the Pacers show up. All the running coaches that we have recruited all have love for the sport. So if you're going to run the Little Rock Marathon in March, we'd love to have you begin with the Spa Pacer group. if you compete in our event or not. It may not be your time right now to show up and run in November. That's completely okay. Any race you want to enter, if you just want to become healthy, if you just want to get off the couch, if you just want to meet some great people, this is a great way to get introduced to our sport.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
When it comes to people who aren't as athletic, people who haven't been doing this as long, it can be intimidating to be out there. What kinds of things do y'all do to help encourage those people?
We have all been beginners at some point. And all of our coaches understand that people are coming out a lot of times with a little bit of trepidation, a little bit concerned about being able to do what's going on there. But once you arrive and actually get to talking to our coaches and see what's going on, participate in it, people find the comfort zone pretty quickly. And they find a lot of people that are in the same boat they are. You know, there's a lot of camaraderie at all levels in our group. And so I think that, you know, people will find it a friendly and welcoming place and easy to feel comfortable there.
Where do y'all meet, and, you know, how can somebody sign up for the clinic?
We meet at 101 Broadway. That's the official address. It's the transportation depot. If you're here in town, it's where the IT buses drive in. Also by the farmer's market, if you know where that's at. The sign-up is actually going to be posted on our Spa Running Festival training page, so you can go to Facebook and find that. It's through a company called Run Sign Up, so just Googling Spa Running Festival Training Clinic, that should bring that up. It is 100% free. You just fill out basically a waiver and choose a group. When you choose the group, if you make a mistake, it is absolutely no problem. We will shuffle you around to where you need to be on the actual race nights. So just pick what you think you're at or would like to be at, and we'll make it work. And if we can't, we can move you easily around to another group.
Okay. What kinds of different things can people expect when they actually get out there running during the clinic?
They can expect to get sweaty, especially early on, because it's warm. You know, that's one of the things that we go through over the course of our 8 weeks, is we go from some real warm evenings in September to definitely cooler evenings in November. They can expect to get a little bit of a workout, get breathing heavy, and push themselves a little bit just to improve their conditioning. They can also expect, as Jason described earlier, to have a lot of people with them. There's going to be fellow participants that are running the same pace they are in all likelihood, as well as coaches always within easy line of sight and within earshot and with the people in the back for sure. So they can expect camaraderie as well as a good workout session.
And, you know, for the people who have signed up or who are interested in signing up, what should they have the first night that they show up?
My suggestion is clothes that they can move freely in. Shorts are probably best if they're comfortable wearing shorts. A pair of athletic shoes. They can start with what they have to begin with. We will talk about that topic, so before they go, maybe invest in a pair of a little bit better, higher-end running shoes. We will kind of guide them through that process and maybe point them to some experts that can help them. We mainly would like them to bring possibly some water with them. That wouldn't hurt. Hydration is always good, so just your typical bottle of water will get you through most of the events. Also, the most important thing I think you can bring is a willing attitude. Leave the nerves at home, show up knowing that everybody there has been where you've been, had the struggles you have. It's not as scary to actually complete the event as it is to show up for the event. So that's the hardest step for most people, is just getting out of their comfort zone and joining a new group of people. They generally fit right in. Most of our coaches are returning members from the clinics in the past that have trained up to the point where they can now kind of show the other people what's happening.
And, you know, somebody who's on the fence about wanting to go to the clinic and participate, how would you encourage them to, you know, go ahead and sign up?
Sign up is free. So sign up and show up, when you feel like you're ready to show up. And it, that evening comes along and you don't feel like you're ready, that's okay, because we're going to be there Tuesdays and Thursdays for the 8 weeks and would love to see you. But, you know, it's one of the things that is so great about it is it's a no-pressure clinic. Nobody's going to be, you know, pushing somebody beyond their comfort zone. And as I said before, we're generally very welcoming, friendly folks. So it's an easy place to get started. And with the free entry, you've got nothing to lose by signing up, for sure.
Yeah. And suppose, you know, 8 weeks is a long time, even twice a week, you know, something can come up, have a kid have a sporting event or a dance recital, you know, what happens if you miss?
If you miss, it's no problem. You just show up the next time. Sometimes life gets in the way of some of the sports we want to complete or compete in. So I would suggest people do their best to show up. The more trained you are, the easier it's going to be on race day. I will make this statement: running never becomes easy. You just become faster. So if your goal is to push yourself, everybody out there is struggling, no matter what level. Dave has a lot of experience, and I will promise you he doesn't go on runs where he goes, wow, that was super easy. I don't have maybe as much experience as Dave, but I still haven't found that easy run either. We just go because we enjoy the people. We enjoy the process of building towards the race. And then I guess I have no idea why we show up, Dave, but we do. You will find a lot of people like us that are just a little crazy.
All right. Sounds great. Is there anything else that, you know, I didn't ask about that y'all want to throw in, out there?
I'm going to throw in a commercial for our race, basically because I think it's one of the best organized events you're going to find in Arkansas. We do get to run through a beautiful national park at a great time of year where the weather is cooling down. So we start in the heat for the training clinic, but we cool down to a nice race day. There's a lot of amenities at the race you're going to find at really large races, but our race with probably in the area of about 1,500 to 1,700 participants. It's still considered small. It's not large like a major Chicago Marathon or a Berlin Marathon, but it's a kind of a very close experience on a smaller scale. The other thing that we have that's really neat in our race is we've had it for quite a while, but we've really started to focus on a kids event. So the children anywhere from 2 to 10 years old can do what we call the spa squirt. I believe it's a $10 entry fee on race day to get into the race, and they get a t-shirt, and they run an age-appropriate distance. So it's like a tenth of a mile, which isn't really far for the little kids, and the parents can kind of go along with them if they need to, up to about a half mile for our 9 and 10-year-olds. And they have a blast competing. A lot of times that puts them into the track and field or cross-country sports in school as an introduction to it, at least. So those are some things that I would say that are out there that a lot of people don't know about.
I would chime in too on what Jason said about the quality of the race with the Spa Running Festival. I've been running for about 37 years, and I've run races all over the country in places I've lived in on the East Coast and the West Coast and the Rocky Mountains, the Midwest, and here in Hot Springs. And this is a gem of a race. It's extremely well organized. Lots of good swag, as we say, nice shirts and medals, and the course is just, for for all three races, for the adults, the 5K, 10K, and half marathon are just beautiful courses. We get to run down Bathhouse Row and over our mountains. The 10K and the half marathon go through the down Quapaw Avenue through the beautiful historic district there. And it's just it's so well done. The Pacers have been doing this race for almost 40 years, I think they've been doing it. So they've got it down. Our race director, Cindy Baswell, does an amazing job with her team of her committee of volunteers to put the race on. And it's just a really well done event for not a lot of money. It's not the cheapest 5K, 10K out there that you'll find, but it's a heck of a value for the race experience you get. And I know at the finish line of the race, as well as at the end of our clinics, you see a lot of smiles. Everybody's happy, having a good time, and just a great way to spend a Saturday in November. And the training for it is, I had a friend of mine caught me off guard saying this one time when I was complaining about missing a marathon that I had trained up for. He said, well, you know, the training is really the main thing for it anyway. And he's absolutely right. It's the journey to get there. The destination is great when you get there, and the Spa Running Festival gives us a beautiful finale to our training clinic. But it's really the journey of getting yourself into a little bit better shape, getting to where you can push toward a goal that you set for yourself and accomplish that is a great experience.
Sounds great. I appreciate y'all coming by.
You bet.
Thank you.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.